Zach is Zaita per test mission base. Nimsa Taman Begal. O Tully Beelan. O Tsafa Pamayim. Loha you orphan. If the maize was found in a rock pile, or hanging from a tree, or floating in the water, in that case they would not do an egla rufa. Shenemar ba'adama v'lo taman begal. It says in the pasuk, Yimasei cholo ba'adama. Adama excludes that the maize was found in a rock pile, as a rock pile is not considered a dama. Noifal v'lo tolei bilan. The pasuk said, Noifal ba'sare. Noifal would exclude that the maize was found hanging from a tree. Basada velotsaf al pnei amayim. Basada would exclude that the maize was found floating in the water, as the water is not a sada. Nimsa samach l'sfar. O le'ir sheruba nachrim, o le'ir she'ein ba'bestin. Lo hayu orphan. If the maize was found near the border of Eretz Yisrael, or near a city that was mostly gone, or near a city that did not have a bestin, in such a case, they would not do the Eglah Rufa. Now, if the mace was found near the border of Eretz Yisrael or near a city that was robed nothing, they wouldn't do an Eglah Rufa at all, since the mace brought on his own Misa by going near the gun. But in a case where the mace was found near a city that did not have a Bezdin, they would do an Eglah Rufa in that case. Just the city that did not have a Bezdin would not be counted. Instead, they would measure to the other city that do have a Bezdin, and of the city that have a Bezdin, the one that is closest would be the one to bring the Eglah Rufa. Ein Mojadin Elamir Shayesh Babet. They would only measure from cities that have a Bezdin, so therefore only the cities that have a Bezdin would be the ones to bring an Egla Rufa, whichever one is closest. Nimza Mechuvin Bein Stei Ayores Stan Levien Stei Agolois Divir Rabbi Eliezer. If the mace was found equidistant between two cities, in such a case, both cities would bring an Egla Rufa according to Rabbi Eliezer. As Rabbi Eliezer holds, it's lav dafka one city that brings an Eglah Rufa. If there are two cities that are the same distance from the Eglah Rufa, they would both bring the Eglah Rufa. The Ein Yerushalayim via Eglah Rufa. But if the mace was found in or near Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim does not bring an Eglah Rufa. At this time of holds, the Yerushalayim was not divided to any of the Shvatim. None of the Shvatim had a chelek in Yerushalayim. So therefore, since the pasuk says, and Yerushalayim was not given as a Yerusha to any of the Shvatim, so therefore it does not bring an Egla Arufa. The Sechah Zaita Peretes Mishnah Gimel Nimsa Roshay B'makom Echad V'gufo B'makom Echad Melichin HaRosh Eto HaGuf Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. A mace in which the Rosh was found in one place and the Guf was found in another place. Now, when Yeshua ben Nun brought Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, he made them agree to 10 conditions. One of them is that a mace mitzvah kana mekoma. Now, a mace mitzvah is a mace which is found where nobody is around to bury the mace except for the person who found it. In this case, the mace mitzvah is kona, the spot in which it is found, and the mace mitzvah must be buried in that spot that it is found. Now, if the rosh was found in one place and the guf was found in another place, Rabbi Eliezer will hold that we bring the rosh to the guf, we bury the mace where the guf was found, as we assume that at the place the guf was found, that is where the mace was killed, and the rosh rolled away after that. So therefore, we bring the rosh to the guf and bury the mace where the guf was found. Rabbi Akiva Oimer HaGuf Eto HaRosh. Rabbi Akiva argues, he feels that we bring the guf to the rosh and bury the mace where the rosh was found, as according to Rabbi Akiva, we can assume that the mace was killed at the place the rosh was found, and the guf kept on going even after the rosh was chopped off. So therefore, we bring the guf to the rosh and bury the mace where the rosh was found.